afraid. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on over there? Fire?
Ron is dead.
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I'm Leo.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Long dick, but yeah.
Stop the hammering.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Klein takes the snap. Head up to Devontae Freeman. Cuts it left. In a foot race, he'll win. Untouched. Diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Atlanta.
Points off turnovers.
Klein takes the snap. Five-man pressure. Throws for the end zone left. Diving catch. Touchdown.
First and goal for the Falcons from the five. Sunu motions left to right. Coleman to the left to Klein from the gun. Extends the hands, takes the step, backs up, stands and flares it right for Coleman at the five. He'll outrun Ninkovich inside the pylon. Touchdown Atlanta. Brady left the four, slaps the hand, stops the foot, takes the step. Four-man rush. He's pressured. He throws down the middle. Pass is picked up. It's coming back to the right. Alfred on the run to the 40. Galloping to the 40 of New England. Goodbye. 20, 15, 10. He's going to waltz into the end zone on a pick six to expand the Falcons' lead.
Now, the losses in this game are tough. I mean, you're going to live with those for the rest of your life. And those will be games if you lose. There's regrets about every play in that game. So, you know, when you win, you don't think about any of those things. There's no regrets. So you just got to try to put everything aside so you can have your best performance on Sunday night. And, you know, that's really what I want to get to be focused on.
Brady takes the snap, back pedals, fires left, catch made by White, Trent to the inside, dives across the goal line. Touchdown, Patriots!
That's one.
Klein waits on the snap. So he'll take it, backs up, a blitzer coming, and Hightower ball. Gets to the quarterback. Ball is loose. Patriots sacking Ryan and recovering at the 25. Alan Branch comes away. Football forced off the sack by Hightower.
This is a massive, massive mistake.
Brady stands in the pocket alone. An empty set, readjusting Amendola and Mitchell. Tom takes the snap, backs up, looks left, throws it for Amendola. Yeah. Touchdown, Patriots! Brady realigns at him, an in short motion. Direct snap to James White. Yeah. Runs up the middle. He's in for two. Brady faking as if a high snap, but the ball directly fed to White. Pushes his way forward. It's a one-score game. 70 seconds to go. Ball just inside the one right hash mark. Brady to move under center. Brady surveys the defense. Tom takes the snap. He backs up. Hands it to White. Up the middle. Touchdown, Patriots. They go with it, two. It's Super Bowl 51. Tom takes the snap. Quick throw to Amendola. Screen left. A flag as he reaches across the goal line for a score. There is a penalty marker on the play.
We're offside. That's it.
The Patriots with an apparent two-point conversion. A conference by the officials. It's a tie game in Super Bowl 51.
Hush for us for everybody. Give me some.
It's been a challenging year for, you know, my family, just for some personal reasons. And, you know, it'd just be nice to have everyone here watching us this weekend, you know. Try to make him proud.
Brady stands and throws it to the near side. Amendola makes the grab and a perfect throw over the shoulder.
I'm sick. Absolutely.
Money.
Disgustingly sick.
Brady stands here. He throws it to the far side of the field. Coming back. Hogan makes the catch. Tackled at the 36. Hogan fought for it. Brady takes the snap. He throws down the middle in traffic. Hit by Adamant. First down grab in front of Alford at the Falcon 25. Play fake by Brady. A flip and a screen right for James White. Runs to the 25-20. Cuts it right to the 15 with a first down for the Patriots.
Tom works very hard. Tom prepares well, always has. He's very diligent in his preparation. It's not an up and down thing at all. It's consistent every week.
Second and goal to go from the Atlanta 2. James White is set behind Brady. We'll move under center. Trips to the right. Bennett to right and left. Second and goal to go from the 2. Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it up to the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's
still a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, led by the greatest quarterback in Super Bowl and NFL annals.
One more ring.
James White. And a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
I love this team.
A lot has transpired during the last 2 years. And I don't think that needs any explanation. But I want to say, the sweetest.
Thank you to all our fans, everyone back in Boston, New England, we love you. We're bringing this sucker home!
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Touch and Rich Radio Program. It's our last day here on Radio Row, unless there's some major hassle with the airlines.
It could be.
Plymouth Rock Assurance makes this all possible. I want to thank ACP Facility Services for bringing this hour of exceptional award-winning radio to you. So, yes, you know, everyone's very excited for the Super Bowl, and I have a couple things. Is that last night, we're owned by a new company, Beasley Broadcasting, and they had this wonderful affair at a steakhouse, and everyone was there. They invited everyone that was here, and it was a very nice gesture by everyone. And I got so incredibly paranoid that I was not going to be able to get up for the show, that I left a half an hour before anyone else left.
But at least you kind of knew that was coming, because you didn't even order an entree.
No, I didn't order an entree, but I became so incredibly paranoid that I was going to somehow miss the show. Because Zolak was running around wanting to do shots and stuff. And, you know, I can't not do it. And so
I saw you guys adjourn to the bar for a while there right before you left.
He gets huggy with me, like, about twice a year. And so I did that. But I will tell you this, is that I went to a I was waiting. I went out with our program director and his brother before the dinner. And I went by myself to a national chain bar. And I had beer, and here's a little public service announcement. People of Minnesota, very friendly. The people of North Dakota, overly friendly. So this gentleman, he told me he had retired, and he's like, you know, I've retired, and, you know, I go to the Philippines, and I'm 54, and I got a 28-year-old girlfriend, and, you know, I didn't meet her on the internet. No, no, not the internet. No. But everything seems on the level there. And he's like, and he wasn't eating, but food was flying from his mouth. And you have to understand, and here's the thing, is that, like, the bar conversation to me is fine. But I don't want to talk to you for a half an hour. Like, yeah. I don't. Like, and if it's all one sided, mm-hmm. and he's like, what's, you know, it's a, but, and he's like, you know, I was in South Korea, you know, I was in, and not military, I was in South Korea, you know, I was in the Philippines, and he goes, you know, a big thing for me would be to go to Boston. He's like, what's Boston like? Oh, well, it's so much different than everywhere else. Like, oh, where to begin? Like, you know, like, what's Boston like? I don't know. There's the ocean. Like,
it's a culture shock. You're right, though. Everyone's, like, so nice here. Like, no, but nice.
But the Minnesota guy between us, like, started trying to redirect the conversation away from the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was becoming so much. So, long story short, he's on and on, and he wants my name, so I write like Paul Jones, and then he wants the radio
You're
station.
John Wallach.
That would have been so cruel.
No, because then he could find me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So then he so like, and I'm like, and he's like, you know, the only thing I got there is the internet. I got to go to an internet cafe, and I'm like, I wonder how you got this lady. You know. When $10 will get you anything in that in where she lives, and so I have this big beer, and I want to spend time with our program director, and so he's at this other place. I like spending time with his brother too, and so I get a text that they're at another place here in the mall, and I have a big beer. It's about a quarter empty, and the gentleman goes, we don't waste beer in North Dakota, and drinks it.
He drank your beer.
He drank my beer. He picked it up and drank
awesome.
My beer.
You know what you should have said? I have shingles.
And, well, no, it's everyone knows I have hepatitis. So, no, but, and I had like eight, like, wings. So there was, like, crap in it.
Man.
And he just picked it up, and drank it.
Yeah, drinking's no joke here, man.
No, no, everyone's constantly inebriated, and
it's true. It's like a stereotype, but when I went fishing the other day, we were just pulling fish. I went ice fishing out in Lake Waconia, and these people were pulling fish, and I was pulling fish right out of the water, and after every one that this guy who I was with was catching, this is a guy who does this all the time, mm-hmm. he'd take a shot of Fireball. And I was like, man, we've been here for like 30 minutes, and you've knocked down seven of those.
Did he do the Fireball nip and then hand you the rest of it?
No.
Like this maniac that was sitting next to me?
No, he did not.
How
do that.
You spit food on someone constantly when you've not consumed food?
Yeah, I know. It's,
like, brush your teeth for a week, maybe?
You know what? That ain't a bad angle on the situation.
Seriously.
Like, how are you spitting food at me? And I said to him at one point, I'm like, you're spitting a lot of food. I swear to God. And he's like, oh, you know, I get excited here, you know. And he goes, how's Boston? And I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever, it's fine. And he's like, yeah, you know, I've been to Philadelphia.
Wow.
And I go, yeah, it's like Philadelphia.
It's like Philadelphia with more beans.
That's right.
It's the bean town.
Yeah, I've been to Philadelphia. How's it different? It's not.
Yeah.
We have a lot of unicorns and guys with six legs.
That's right.
How's it different, you moron?
How's it different?
Oh, if I could only tell the tales of how it's different. It's a smaller Philadelphia, which is a legitimate thing. It's a smaller Philadelphia. Oh, his head's spinning. And then he drank my beer and spat food on me the whole time.
Now
I have some autoimmune disease, I'm sure, that he gave me.
How close was he from the guy who kind of got up in your face yesterday?
Okay, so when I first got there, we were trying to get audio. And I ordered a beer, and they this is all in the same sitting. And I ordered a beer, and the guy goes, "Can you? They ordered you. Got you. They carded you. Did you? You're old. You look old." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And then he goes, "What do you got there? Fred Perry?" And I go, "Yeah, Fred Perry. You know." And he goes, "Yeah, I heard that's for queers."
And he just said, yeah, I'm gay.
He goes, I heard that's yep. for queers.
Well,
and I'm like, you got
me.
I'm like, you got the symbol? Like, you know Fred Perry?
Yeah, right. You know what this is.
And so then immediately I turn on the thing. The recorder, and now they won't say anything.
Of course, you know? Of course. Well, I guess you were kind of close to...
It's for queers.
Yes, yes. This has been a very caustic, as far as Radio Row and all of the media and stuff, it's been very strange this week. You know, you had this...
All right, let's break, and okay. then we can come back. I'm very intimidated by Mike Thomas.
Because he shows up, he's trying to help, and he's intimidating the talent.
I need to appease him for.
I understand.
I left dinner early. I feel very bad. All right. I have such mental problems. I had to get out of there. I just had to leave.
From the food court at the Mall of America, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance, it's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The attitude of our staff back in Boston. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and I know you good people are either here or on the way.
If you're on the way, by the way, the ticket prices have dropped significantly. I mean, they're still expensive as hell, but I'm looking at one of the secondhand ticket broker websites, and it's about $3,000 cheapest tickets. That's what's hovering around. And I know that, wasn't it intern Nick? Now, this was, 10 years ago? It was the perfect season, yeah. So that wasn't. Intern Nick was out in that was in Houston, right? It was out in Houston. So he went out there and got a ticket. Arizona. That was Arizona. Yeah. That's right. He got a ticket 5 minutes into the game for I believe it was $400.
Yeah, if you go to a sports bar around the stadium, you'll usually get a deal because people hold on to them too long. But I will tell you this: if you're on your way. Or if you're here and like a moron, you got up early, I'll tell you this. Once again, the Sports Hub is throwing a Super Bowl Saturday rally for Pats fans. It's tomorrow, and it's going to be at Buffalo Wings on the University of Minnesota campus. Hardy and Big Jim Murray will broadcast live with appearances by Phil Gomez, Zolak and Bertrand, and other special guests. I am told Liberace's son will be there. But miraculous means he was born. There will be great food and plenty of prizes if we get you bummed for the big game. Following the broadcast, the Bruins game will be on, so you'll feel like you're at home. The party starts at 1 o'clock Central Time. These parties hit capacity fast, so get there early.
Yep, speaking of the Bruins, after their first pointless game in what seemed like an eternity, the Bees bounce back. Clip.
Banked it along the near side. Spooner at the point. Right corner, Pasternak. Right circle. They score! Patrice Bergeron fired a laser just inside the far post. Snapped it by the blocker of Jake Allen. A power play goal! 2-0 Bruins.
So the St. Louis Blues were 8-1-0 against the Bees in their previous nine trips to the Garden, but thanks to Tuukka Rask and his 32 saves, he was about 90 seconds away from a shutout, and they let one slip in.
They're the best team in hockey.
Yep, they're excellent. Second best record in the East. The Bruins allow the first goal in their previous eight games, but thanks to Danton Heinen getting things started, this time would be different.
I'm fascinated when people... Boston is a hockey town. It really is. At the heart of it, it is a hockey town.
Boston is a winner's town, and we saw at the beginning of the season.
John, you're from here. It's ultimately
there is always been, and Celtics fans have come and gone. When the Celtics are really bad, I mean, you could go to the Garden, they'd like wait the starting time.
And I'm not debating the Celtics are a great story this year.
But the Bruins have always had that hardcore group that never goes away. Always.
And I'm fascinated when this starts to resonate with people.
After the Super Bowl.
Bergeron.
After the Super Bowl. This team is exciting. They're playing a fun style of hockey. They're aggressive. And as you've said, I mean, Bergeron's probably playing the best hockey that he's played in his career.
Bergeron is an iconic Boston sports figure.
And Char has hit the fountain of youth. I mean, about a guy who's been playing. Well, it's like a throwback.
Right. If you did a legitimate all-star team, you got Marchand on it, and then you have McAvoy if he's not hurt. You have Chara, and you certainly have Bergeron. I put Bergeron before Marchand, by the way, on that all-star team. That's a debate, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do put Bergeron on that team. I mean, this team, and obviously didn't watch the game last night, but this team is the best team in hockey. And they're in a position, ladies and gentlemen, where they, short of injury, it's a mistake to make a major move at the trade deadline. And on top of that, they have redundant talent in the minors that it would be nice to get rid of. Have to get rid of it, and this is not the year to do it.
And also this way, Fred, if you look at each one of the lines, and you look at your defensemen, and you look at your goal situation, it's tough to find someone who hasn't exceeded expectations this year.
And you mentioned that Danton Heinen skating as the left wing on the top line because Marchand is out. Scores a goal.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way things are
for
this
team. Right.
The young guys are producing. The only thing I worry about is at the end of the season, some of these young kids, I don't think McAvoy's one of them, but say Heinen would be one of them, all of a sudden look like a deer in the headlights when these games really start to matter.
Yeah, but that's fine, but you don't think that there's enough to pick that up?
No, there's a lot of depth on this team,
yeah.
But you get to a situation, the only worry I have is Tampa. That's the worry I have. And the only two teams that are debatably better than the Bruins right now are Tampa Bay and Vegas.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Vegas is one of the most interesting stories in the history of hockey.
Okay, well, let's think about this with Vegas. How much of it do you believe is the home ice advantage of being in Las Vegas?
I think it's goaltending.
Well, the goaltending, obviously, Fleury, is very good, too.
Well, is, they didn't have any goaltending the first 2 months of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, Fleury was out, their two backups were out, and they were getting by on guys from the OHL. But now Fleury, I think Fleury's still healthy. I haven't looked
in
the
last
couple of weeks.
Playing,
but, I mean, he's still healthy. That's a guy that's been on Stanley Cup winning teams.
All right, so get Vegas out of the equation. If they play Tampa Bay in the playoffs, I like the Bruins. Now, debatable. I'm not saying this is a fact and anyone's dumb for not thinking it, but I'm telling you, I like the Bruins in that game, in that series.
I like them more and more. I'm still not willing to go there, but I like them more and more as the season goes on.
I mean, they don't lose.
No, I got that. And I've said this many times to you before. If Tampa was in the other division, I'd worry less because other people have a chance to knock
them out. Would you rather play Tampa or the Capitals?
Could neither Tampa. Be. It's yeah. neither, is neither an option.
No, but seriously, would you rather play Tampa or the Capitals?
Tampa.
Yeah, I'd rather play Tampa, too.
But the problem I have is you might have to play both. Washington never gets out of
the
second round.
If they make the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm not going to, you know.
That's true. You're playing with house money. Throw. That's true. I agree.
So, I mean, this is an Eastern Conference Finals team.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten to the point now where it's not just a hot streak. This is a team that can, and I know they played from ahead
historic.
Last night.
I mean, what they did over that past 18 games was historic.
Yeah, and by the way, they lost the game, and then they came back and beat a very good team.
Yep, yeah.
So I'm fascinated when people start caring.
It's because I've been saying this.
Seriously,
yeah, when the Super Bowl's over, also when you have a slow start, people tend to write off teams. And
yeah, the Super Bowl and all the fallout.
But it's 2 weeks between games. I know that they didn't start well, but I'm telling you,
there's still people who think that Tuukka Rask isn't playing well. They just stopped paying attention.
He is the second best goaltender in the league next to Vasilevskiy,
right,
the
so
Tampa guy.
What do you have? All right, so you have the best first line in hockey. That's undebatable. You have the best first line in hockey. You have the best young player, best young defenseman in the NHL,
yeah.
And McAvoy.
Yes, agreed.
You have Chara, who's playing his best hockey in how many years? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, at least three. Yeah.
You're deep defensively. You're running out of third line with Backes on it. I mean, this is an exceptionally deep team.
Yep.
And I just, if there's a team. I'll just put it in this perspective. If there's a team that it would ruin things if you went out and got a star, I've never been here. I haven't lived in Boston where that's been the case. Does everyone agree that if they go out and get a star, all that can do is mess it up?
Yeah, and you'd have to give up too much to get it.
Eventually they're going to have to give up prospects because they have prospects that are too good to sit in the minors. But I don't know. Well, I mean, they're an exceptionally exciting team.
Either way,
they're
get
an especially
ready.
Gritty team.
I mean, they're going to be the story, and the Celtics obviously are going to remain that way. But the Bruins Celtics are going to be once again.
Yes.
People are going to start caring about 2 weeks from now.
This isn't an either or. I mean, the Celtics are a great story, and I'm not a flag waver. We'll tell you what I think. I mean, sometimes these teams are boring.
You need to clarify it. I mean, this is something that, I mean, this season with these two teams, it's going to be an amazing 3 months.
Yes.
Like, the upcoming 3 months are going to be fascinating.
Because you like the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. You like them to make the Eastern Conference Finals, and I like the Bruins to make the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, next up, the Maple Leafs come to town tomorrow night.
Which is a relatively big game.
Yep. So, puck drops at 7 p.m. right here on 98.5. The Sports Hub.
All right. We'll take your call at 617-779-0985. But
also,
again, I'm under the gun here.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
With the boss man.
I'm trying to give a big market tease.
I know.
I'm from the Randy Lane School of Consulting, man. All right? It's called a lateral tease.
Well,
is that right?
Lateral's for tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
You know what's fun is eating with Randy Lane because he likes the alkaline values in food.
Yes,
he's very concerned with the alkaline values in food.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So Rob Gronkowski is back. We'll get some quotes from him. And also, Jonathan Kraft addresses whether or not the Patriots would ever want the Super Bowl in Foxborough.
Oh, that would be a real disaster.
I think he agrees with you.
Yeah.
Good. Sanity reigns.
It's something very refreshing.
Right.
I think he agrees with
you. Damn it, I want to take this phone call. All right.
All right, tell Dan to keep these guys on.
I'm under the gun. All right. I'm all over the place. All right. Here are the headlines.
From the food court at Mall of America, Toucher and Rich, presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich.
That guitar right there, shaped like a heart.
That's pretty cool, sweet guitar. I love Prince, not my favorite song.
Let's have a moment of silence.
You don't like this song?
No, I never did.
Whoa.
Like I'm a misanthrope.
Listen, you like what you like, but this song is just like, it's like a perfectly written song.
Yeah, according to jabronis like you.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a $100 gift card to the Under Armour Brady House on Boylston Street. Under Armour makes you better, Boston. That's coming up at 6:50.
You do, however, respect the underrated Little Red Corvette, and I'm with you on that.
All right, three best songs by Prince. Oh, I love it, Little Girl. It's Erotic City, Darling Nikki, and then what did I say?
I don't know the third one.
Raspberry Beret.
I would say Sign of the Times is number one.
Too sparse.
I love the sparseness. And then I would say Bat Dance.
They saw the Bat Dance gold record. I saw you focused on that.
I loved when people pretended to like Bat Dance.
That was a moment captured in time. I was excited
about
the movie.
617-779-0985. Let's get to Ray. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, so I got a long ride into work every morning. And this morning
You are so lucky that you get to hear us.
That's I am.
Now, here's the next thing. As you say, I have a long ride into work. Thank you so much for doing your great things that you do.
Well, no, I'm not
going to
say
No. What you're saying is, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what you're, the gist of the call is, I can't imagine any other type of life than being able to listen to you three enthrall me with your tales of sports, lifestyle, and popular culture.
So, that might be true 4 days of the week, today was totally different. I'm driving into work, it's the Friday before the Super Bowl, and you guys are talking about the first line play and the fourth line play of the Boston Bruins.
Well, first of all, I didn't mean break up the fourth line play, but you tell me what you would like to hear about the Super Bowl.
Well, that doesn't matter because, you know.
It does matter. Listen, it does. I'm giving you an opportunity to tell me what you would like to hear about the Super Bowl.
You can talk about anything about the Super Bowl.
That's really constructive. You tell me what you want to hear about the Super Bowl. I'm not even being antagonistic other than my yelling. All right, so what do you want to hear about the Super Bowl?
Is it that boring being out there at the Mall of America?
I'll tell you what. The Mall of America is a treat. You should see the Hooters here. No, listen. You tell me. I love that I'm being crucified by everyone for talking about that. Every time I mention the Bruins, which, by the way, in 2011, people would kiss me on the streets for talking about them. But I'm giving you an opportunity, and I'm not, and I will give you free reign. What would you like to know?
Let me say, shut your face, you moron.
No, I'm kidding. All right, what would you like to know about the Super Bowl? What do you tell me? What is your question about the Super Bowl? I will answer to the best of my ability.
Tuesday of next week, you can talk all you want about the Super Bowl.
No, but you're not telling me what you want to hear about the Super Bowl. You tell me what you want. I will do my very best to answer your question.
But you're the talk show host. No,
you tell me. You're a caller. Felger and Mass take 70 million a day. You tell me what you want to hear about the Super Bowl.
Why don't you tell me anything about Rob Gronkowski? What's he doing?
He's healthy. He's playing. Next.
Yes, we will be talking about Rob Gronkowski at length.
Huh? Come on now. No,
hello?
He's healthy. He did press yesterday. He's healthy. He's playing. What else?
So I don't know what else. But you guys.
So you are so upset at me for discussing last night's Bruins.
I'm not really upset. I just wanted to have a conversation,
Do you know what time it is here? It's 5:43 in the morning, and you're calling me and giving me guff. All right, no. In all honesty, what do you want to know about the Super Bowl? I'll do my very best because we've only had 2 weeks to analyze it. So what would you like to know?
So I want to know anything that you can tell me. So what can you?
I have
tell
the roster
me
here.
The Super Bowl?
I can just read it.
So everyone
you're going to interview or anything like that. We got
the Patriots are going to roll in here and they're going to talk to all of
the Bruins before the Super Bowl.
what do you want to know about the Super Bowl? I we're going to talk to people about it.
We have guests all day.
We talked to Billick about it yesterday. We talked to some smelly guy that coached the Green Bay. Like, what do you want to know?
He did kind of smell. He did. Yeah, you're not too far off.
I mean,
that.
My Lord, okay, here's the strategy of the show. The first hour of the show is we're assuming that maybe you went to bed before everything was over. So we go over what happened the evening before, and I talk, and I'm the big star. No, what we talk about what happened the evening before to catch kind of people up.
That's right.
Now, it might be the worst strategy in the world, but that is what the strategy is.
That's right.
And it's, in terms of the Super Bowl, I don't know what to tell you. I got nothing.
We've got. Listen,
you said Gronkowski. Gronkowski did media yesterday.
We've got some Gronkowski clips, they're interesting.
I'm sure they are. He's been cleared to play. I don't know what else you want. He's going to play. Here's what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. The Patriots are going to play like crap for three quarters. Then Peterson's not going to pay attention to the game, and they're going to make 7,000 mistakes, and the Patriots are going to win. And then you'll feel nice, okay?
I think everyone will feel nice. But what is that same tone that you just, the sarcasm?
Because I can't, I can't bring the fire. If I bring the fire 4 hours a day, I don't know.
Then you're every other show on radio.
Right. You got to pick your spots.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, then you're picking fights with other
radio shows. I brought the fire today, all right?
All right. Well,
all right. Thank you.
Thank
Ray.
You very much.
Thank you, Ray.
You're wondering why people don't listen, like, or aren't following the Bruins. That's exactly it, right there. It's like you're saying, why aren't this team's amazing? That's exactly why.
We
until
are
the Patriots
here,
are done.
I've lived in a mall for 5 days to talk about the Patriots.
Yes, we have. And you know what? Listen, there's going to be. I do want to play that sound clip of Jonathan Kraft, though. I want to.
We're going to talk plenty about the Patriots.
No, I'm looking at the show sheet. It says Bruins.
But
Bruins Revolution. But Bruins.
And then
the
E-League. Yeah. I will tell you this: is that
we got a phone call that said we needed to do
for some reason. For some reason, I'm being vilified for talking about the Bruins. Yeah. The very thing that made this show successful.
I know.
Now I'm being vilified for bringing them up in any. Any way, shape,
timing
or form.
Is everything, Fred. Yep.
Every time
not
you talk,
doing it the right time.
Just being vilified for bringing up the Bruins all the time.
Someone said every time you talk the Bruins, a townie gets his wings.
Especially townies with long commutes.
Right. I'll tell you this. On the plane, I'm going to throw up in the bathroom just for you in case you're on the way back. You're on over here. All right. Listen, we'll break, and then we'll
then I'll
come
play
back.
Stuff about Jonathan Kraft, what he said about the Patriots hosting a Super Bowl at Foxborough.
Well, all I know is that all these people are angry at me, and they want to talk to me. All right. I don't think I deserve this, but nonetheless. All right. Babysit these people, Nick. We can use all the help we can get. We got those prize coming up. We'll be right back.
Live from Minneapolis on Radio Row. Toucher and Rich. Presented by Plymouth Rock Assurance. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Missed something? Be sure to like us on Facebook for great moments from the shows and breaking sports news. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah, baby. That Minneapolis fall. If I see something that I like, you know, despite Prince, this might be my favorite Minneapolis funk song. By the way, Touch from Rich, this hour from the fantastic Mall of America brought to you by ACP Facility Services. And caller number 12, that's right, number 12, right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985 will score a $100 gift card to the Under Armour Brady House on Boylston Street. Under Armour makes you a better boss, and I want to hear this phone call. Very early in the morning. People very upset. Rich, go ahead.
Yeah, who's Fred? Are you Fred?
Well, if you don't know, man, you've missed the boat to Coolville.
You have that guy in the middle. His name is Fred.
Huh?
I want to talk to him, Fred. The guy who was folding his arms.
Oh, he's with like 10 chicks.
I know, but he looks like his eyes are dilating. But what I was going to ask him is,
what does that mean? You're inferring that he's on
where did you learn how to dubbin?
To what?
Do you know what dubbing is?
Dubbing?
Dubbing.
No, I don't know what that means.
Do you know what it means?
No.
No.
Okay.
Is it
I'll
in
tell
the encyclopedia?
He looks like he's going back and forth, but his metaphor is a little off the wall.
Hang on. That's what the definition of dovin is? It looks
no,
like you're going back and forth.
No, dovin is a Jewish expression for praying. He doesn't know how to pray with
what
his eyes closed. He looks like he's on something. You don't do it at the same time.
I'm on a handful of goofballs.
That's a long way to go.
I'm telling somebody looks hungover. I'm on a handful of goofballs.
Can you talk to me about the Super Bowl? Anything you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk to me about the Super Bowl like you harass the other guy.
All right, Rich, go ahead.
No, you. Tell me about the Super Bowl.
You, well, listen, first of all, I'm dovening. I can't talk about the Super Bowl. I'm dovening already.
To tell me about
I thought dovening was when you farted under your blankets.
I know,
oh, that's a Dutch oven.
Dutch ovening.
Keep it clean. Your producer told me to tell you to keep it clean.
Huh?
Okay? Keep it clean.
Huh?
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 What the hell is going on?
Did you hang up?
Yeah, he's done.
Well, that was well done.
No, you've upset the townies, Fred. They're coming for you now.
No, I did not upset the townies.
The townies actually love it. They're like, Bruins, come on.
I can tell you I didn't. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, none of these guys know what they want to talk about or know what they want to hear about, but I know what I want. I want some bass. I need some Egyptian Lover in my commute to work this morning, baby.
All right, that's going to happen. I can guarantee you that will happen. We need some Egyptian Lover to clear everyone's minds. Everyone's very nervous about the Super Bowl. All right, Rich. I'm sorry I'm doubling.
Dovening.
Whatever it was.
It's
sorry I'm doing that for you.
And the definition for that is unclear. Maybe it sounds like you speak with the
I know my Yiddish.
Of a duck.
I know my Yiddish, and I've never heard that. Have you heard that?
I have not. But as we all know, you're talking to the wrong guy.
I think this guy.
No, you're a very bad Hebrew.
I am. I stink on ice. I still read left to right. It's awful.
It's funny. My son goes to Hebrew school, and the guy's like, do you have the book? The book to teach him Hebrew? And I'm like, no.
There's a book.
Then there's that look you get at
that. Yeah. There's enough to do.
Torah.com.
Is there? I was unaware. I mean, there is a website.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. All right. So yesterday, this was interesting. Jonathan Kraft was on NBCSN, and after he talked a little bit about what everyone was asking, the whole split up between Belichick. Remember, they said there was tension. There wasn't animosity, but there was tension, and it's good to have tension after all was done. Then a question that I was interested to hear the answer of. Have you guys ever pushed to have the Super Bowl in New England at Gillette? And here was his answer.
Ever make a run at a Super Bowl? Would you make a serious run at a Super Bowl?
I think we know better than to... Look, Robert always says to me when we're voting on these, he goes, we should really do this. And I just look at him. We would have no chance. You got to know your audience in the room.
Oh, good
we would have no chance. Okay. So we could spend all the time in the world at it.
Great presentation. Look, we appreciate
no
it. Zero.
Slight about Foxborough, Boston, Providence, New England.
Since they hate you.
No, I didn't say that. You said that. No,
those are his words.
I didn't say that. I just think we wouldn't have a great chance of getting that vote.
Yeah, I think...
Well, he's inferring that it was because the league doesn't like the Patriots. I would tell you...
Well, no, but then he said...
It would be an unmitigated disaster.
Well, listen, of course it would be. Now, the only way that it would have worworked is if they would have put that Wynn Casino over at Gillette. Remember for a while there was
right across the street. Yeah.
Then it's perfect. Then you would have had the ultimate place to have all the, the teams, and you would have had Media Row. But what do you... Where the hell would they put everybody?
So, like, even here, I know we're at the Mall of America, but even here, they've turned downtown. We haven't seen it, but they've turned downtown into this big, like, ice thing and all these. They can't do it. And then, by the way, getting in and out of Foxborough is a nightmare as it is. Can you imagine chucking a Super Bowl over there? I'll give you an example. All right. When I was young, the one Super Bowl I've been to was in 1982. It was in Pontiac, Michigan. And there was an ice storm that day, which could very well happen in Foxborough. And my father dropped us off and had to park in someone's lawn because they had to shut part of the parking lot off. and he didn't show up until almost the end of the first half. It would be a disaster.
I'm against having these outdoor winter Super Bowls. I know that there was the one in New York, but that one in New York was about 2 hours away from being a disaster. Do you remember how that huge storm happened right as the game was ending?
Rich,
and getting out of there was a nightmare.
But Rich,
all the public transportation got screwed up.
But at least there's public transportation that's available.
That's a good one. Well, you got the drunk tank over at Foxborough.
It
you know?
Only adds so many
trains. Pop on the old team.
But, Rich, I don't even know how that would work. That they would. That, I don't know how many trains you can put on that track. You understand?
I know exactly what you mean. It's not set up.
The infrastructure is not there.
I won't go to a Patriot game.
You're not alone.
It's you know what? I went for the first. I'd taken a year off because about 3 years ago I had a really bad experience in traffic. I mean, it was like a nightmare. I went this year and I was pleasantly surprised at how I was able to get in and out. I don't know what they've done with the contraflow or whatever, but it was surprising. I was fearing the worst, and I left like kind of early. But I think I got there an hour and a half before the game, and I almost had no problem getting in. They've done something to fix it, and I don't know if it's just that they've opened up all the traffic the right way or what, but it's not the same as it used to be. So
right.
That part of it I don't worry about anymore.
We'll talk to Golden Tate, who's one of my favorite players in the NFL, to talk to. Here are the headlines.